Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All right, we are back with an instant reaction style podcast here. Following spring football practice number 10 at the University of Miami. Solo podcast here, David Lake, here to recap today's events, some news, some nuggets, etc. Before we dive into it, want to highlight one of our title sponsors here of Through the Smoke. That is the Canes Connection, Miami's collective that plays a big, big role in attracting the top caliber student athletes that compete for the Miami Hurricanes. So want to direct everyone over to canesconnection.com. Go sign up, be a member today. There's a tier starting at $25 and that goes all the way up to $1,000. So there's different tiers. You get different benefits depending on the tier you sign up for. And if you sign up today and type in the promo code 247, you get 20% off your first month of being a member of the Canes Connection. I would strongly advise everyone who listens to this podcast, if you listen to this podcast, you care a lot about Miami Hurricanes football, recruiting, and probably a bunch of other UM sports as well. It is vital to have that collective in a strong position. And Canes Connection does a great job on that side of things. Of course, spring transfer portal window is opening up here in mid-May, and the Miami Hurricanes football program would love to go shopping and bolster the roster. So go sign up today and help with those efforts. Okay, let's dive into today's practice. Let's start with kind of what we observed in the media viewing portion of practice. And let's cut to the chase and start with one-on-ones. So that's kind of the highlight of what we get to watch in the media day in, day out. And tight end Elijah Arroyo had the highlight of this viewing portion that we could see. He shook safety Jaden Harris pretty bad when running his route and made a impressive outstretched one-handed reception with Jaden Harris, you know, basically on the ground because he fell down. So Elijah Arroyo continues to look fluid, athletic, like his pre-injury self, and that is a good sign for the offense. Another guy to highlight that performed well during the one-on-one portion of practice that we could see was true freshman, or early enrollee freshman, I should say, Nye Carr. Made a nice contested catch on a go route. I believe it was slightly underthrown by Reese Poffenbarger this ball, but Nye Carr made a very nice adjustment along the sideline and made a contested catch with walk-on cornerback Miles Muyung in coverage. That was an impressive play. I will say, you know, just a little bit that we could watch, Cam Ward wasn't as sharp as we typically see him during this portion of practice that we could watch, just slightly off on some of the deep shot plays, those low percentage throws that he normally hits during this period. He was just a little bit off on Tuesday's practice for whatever reason. In my opinion, during this one-on-one and you know, little 7-on-7 session that we could watch, I thought Jakari Brown had a nice showing. He had one play in 7-on in particular where he layered a nice ball into Isaiah Horton, taking advantage of kind of a, appeared to be maybe a miscommunication or a coverage breast there on the back end, and then just laid it in nicely to Isaiah Horton for a deep shot touchdown. So that was good to see. Also, Chris Johnson flashed to close out one of the one-on-one portions with a deep shot, showing his speed. I believe he beat Demetrius Freeney for a long completion during one-on-one, so that was also encouraging to see. Reese Poffenbarger did a nice job of pushing the ball at times during this session as well. He connected with Shamar Kirk, who was covered by Demetrius Freeney, and he also connected with Ray Joseph on a deep corner, who was covered by Markeith Williams on that play. So good job by Reese on some of those one-on-one portions. Tight end Riley Williams and early enrollee safety Zaquan Patterson had a nice little battle in the one-on-one portion where it's maybe a 10-yard out route by Riley Williams. Very good coverage by Zaquan, but Riley kind of used his bigger body to shield Zaquan from the ball. Made a nice contested catch before he was pushed out of bounds by Zaquan. So kind of an iron sharpen iron type of rep where both guys did their jobs pretty well at a high level. From what we could see, it's hard to get eyes on the offensive line just because of where they're positioned relative to where the media stands while we can watch some practice. But it did look like the first team offensive line from left to right during the portion that we could watch. Now, again, there's a lot of rotation going on, so I would doubt that this was the group the entire practice, but it looked like Jalen Rivers at left tackle, Matthew McCoy at left guard, Zach Carpenter at center, right guard Inez Cooper, and right tackle Samson Okunlola. So Samson Okunlola started the spring getting some reps at left guard. Now there seems to be some effort to see what he looks like at right tackle. So we'll see how that all plays out. Want to highlight some corners that I think flashed to during the one-on-one portion of practice in terms of playing well. Jadis Richard might have had his best one-on-one portion of practice that I've seen here this spring. He had some nice reps, excellent coverage against JoJo Trader and Nykar, who are dangerous players in these one-on-one sessions. Jadis has made some nice improvements from the start of spring, cleaned up his technique quite a bit, and he's definitely on the right track, right trajectory to be considered a dependable corner for Miami here in 2024. And so that is a nice development. I also thought Robert Stafford, the second year corner, showed some nice coverage in one-on-ones. He had a win against JoJo Trader as well. When the offense did go to goal line passing one-on-ones, so basically just line it up, I think at around the 2-yard line or so, each quarterback kind of gets two throws. I feel like down the line, you know, for all the quarterbacks, the defense kind of had the better of the offense. And really in those drills, you're kind of working either, it's a combo, it's basically 2-on-2. So you're working a slant or you're working a fade. The defense did, in general, a nice job of defending those looks. In terms of post-practice interviews, we got to catch up with Akeem Mesidor, the defensive lineman that had to be shut down last year after 2 games, sustained an injury to his foot. He talked to us about it after practice. He said, you know, I guess he needed surgery on both ligaments at the bottom of his feet. And part of this recovery process is getting special made custom cleats from Adidas, which will help his feet stay healthy moving forward. And so right now he's out at practice. He's kind of fully dressing. He is practicing in trainers, and he's kind of waiting on those cleats to arrive. He said, you know, those cleats, he was told, take about 60 days to arrive, to make and arrive, and he ordered them maybe 30 days ago. So I think moral of the story is, if he was, if the season was today and he had those cleats, he'd be a full go, ready to play. They're kind of bubble wrapping him, which I think is the right call. He also talked about Reuben Bain and his excitement for combining forces with him next season here in 2024. You know, Akeem only played in two games, really, in one and a half games in 2023, so he didn't really get to play much with Reuben Bain, so he is looking forward to that and just the impact they can make as a duo. You know, I asked him, you two are kind of similar defensive linemen. Do you feel like you can play together at the same time? And he said, yeah, of course. I'm willing to go wherever it takes to play with Reuben. I'll kick inside if Reuben wants to stay at edge, etc. It does sound like Akeem is definitely more open to playing inside than he was maybe 2 years ago when he first arrived. He looks to be in good shape. He said he's maintained his weight at about 280, but he's improved his body composition, you know, since when he first arrived 2 years ago. After that, we got to catch up with a trio of tight ends, Elijah Lofton, the impressive early enrollee freshman out of Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman, who's really turning some heads early on here in his UM career. He looks, just physically looks, about 6'1", maybe. To me, he looks closer to 6 foot than 6'2", 235. He definitely looks more like a running back build than he does as a tight end. And but yeah, as we've mentioned on the podcast here, Miami's being very creative with how they're utilizing his unique skill set. They're lining him up in the backfield. They're lining him up as an H-back. They're lining him up as a tight end, splitting him out wide, etc. Because he's a guy that just finds a way to make plays. He was asked if he's comfortable playing running back, and he was very nonchalant about it. He's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just a football player. I just go out and understand how to make plays. He did mention he's close with Brevin Jordan, another Las Vegas Gorman product and tight end at Miami. And, you know, I would say Brevin is probably a bigger frame still than Elijah Lofton, but certainly similar in terms of being athletic guys, athletic, undersized, tight end type of guys. So that can be a valuable resource for Elijah Lofton in the future. Riley Williams, second-year player, led the tight end group in receiving yards last year. I only gained, I think, about 70, 72 yards as a true freshman. He looks noticeably bigger. I would say probably around in that 260 range. He is poised to be more of an impact player in the passing game this year. He gave a lot of praise to Elijah Arroyo, kind of gushed about how he looks so much better, so much fluid, more fluid than he did this time last year. And then we spoke as well to Cam McCormick, the ninth-year tight end, on his birthday. I guess April 2nd is Cam's birthday, so happy birthday to Cam McCormick. He said he turns 26 today. So he's a guy that's just looking to be a leader, helps set the tone for the offense and for the tight end room. And, you know, look, while those type of guys might not make the biggest of impacts on the field, those type of guys are very important for locker room dynamics and culture. And I think there is a lot of value to having a guy like a Cam McCormick on the roster for those reasons. Overall, I do think the tight end position group is poised to have a much more impactful year here in 2024 than they did in 2023. Last year, of course, that production kind of essentially just got derailed with the lingering recovery of Elijah Arroyo. Just never really got back on track, but he looks good to go this year. So that kind of wraps it up here from the Instant Reaction Podcast from Tuesday's practice, spring practice number 10. Practice number 11 will be on Thursday. We will have a Instant Reaction Podcast following that session as well. And yeah, go check out canesconnection.com. Go sign up. Go support the program in that way. Appreciate everyone for listening. And until next time, take care.